This is the yakin that has to come into our heart, brothers. This I'll say our yakin is stuck in rububiyat. Who is the Rabb? This is one masla. Everything else is easy. But to understand that Allah is Rabb, Allah is the provider, when it comes to that masla, he said, you know, one king, he trained all his cats to keep the lighting system of his castle. So he said, my cats are trained. So the person told him, one of his wise men told him, he says, no chance, they're not trained. He said, what you mean? He said, I'll show you. The next day, the wazir, he just brought a bag full of mice. The lighting system was gone. So this is, when it comes to rububiyat, Allah, to believe that Allah provides, he said, without shop is not possible. Allah provides through, but my shop must be there. Hi, my beloved brothers, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, the most beloved for whom Allah Pak created this world. It is said, agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hote. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever said, a man who hasn't got a shop, Allah Pak won't provide him. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ruzi ko khenchne wale cheez namaz hai. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the thing that will pull your sustenance is namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the man who makes 5 times a day namaz, like how Mulsab said last night, Allah on his zimmedari will make risk easy for him. Allah, this yakin has to come into our heart, my beloved. This yakin has to come into our heart. This yakin. And on the other hand, Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that man who misses one namaz, uska naam jahannam ka darwaza par likh chuke. His name has been written on the doors of jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one man missing one namaz is worse than losing all your property, all your wealth, everything of yours. How this yakin is going to come into our heart? How this yakin is going to come into every man's heart? Today, like what Maulana said yesterday, he said 5% of the ummah who are reading namaz, what is the condition of their namaz? What is the condition of their yakin in their namaz? A lady reading tahajjud, reading tahajjud, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahab said, a lady reading tahajjud namaz. Her son came to her, he said, I want to become an alim. The lady told her son, say, my son, if you become an alim, how are you going to get this? This incorrect yakin. Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, if in a town, the animals come and eat all the people up in that town, that harm is nothing, nothing compared to the harm that one father instills in that child, that incorrect yakin. That harm is nothing as compared to one leader putting that incorrect yakin, Allahu Akbar, in that community. My beloved brothers, this is our work. We have been sent for this, to take out this incorrect yakin. And our elders say, yakin to yakin walo se failte hai. Yakin to yakin walo se failte hai. Baaton se baat failegi, kurbani se kurbani failega. Yakin to yakin walo se failte hai. Yakin will only spread when that yakin is in the heart. Talks will spread talks. Sacrifice will sell sacrifice. That yakin will only spread when that yakin will come in the heart. Every one of us, asal masla to yakin ka masla hai. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, asal amal ka bigar nahi, asal to yakin ka bigar hai. If that yakin comes right, everything is right. If the yakin is not right, there's no chance of anything being right. I say, one lady in the village, the husband had 2 wives. You see. So the one wife carried the other wife's child in her hand, and she made her own child walk. Somebody said, what a good mother. I said, no, you got it wrong. It's not, I want my child to start walking first, to learn how to walk. So here, when that incorrect yakin is in a heart, a man will use namaz for the incorrect purpose. A man will use namaz for the incorrect purpose. A man will use the zikr of Allah for the incorrect purpose. And when that yakin is right in the heart, khuda ki qasam, wherever a person goes, Allahu Akbar, deen will spread from there. Now how to get this yakin in our heart and the heart of every single, by ourselves at the time of our death, Allahu Akbar, what is in will come out. Allah have mercy on every one of us. It's not an ordinary thing. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, at the time before he left the world, he said, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. Somebody asked him, this is the time to recite kalima, not to say not as yet. He said, now shaitan has come to me and he's telling me, you beat me, you beat me, you beat me. I'm telling him, not as yet, not as yet. Such great personalities. He said, Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi was an attar seller. A person came to him and he looked at him like this, stared at him in the eyes. He asked him, what are you looking at? You know how, if you come to Joburg also, the young boys don't look at them. They say, what you looking at? So he looked at him, he said, what you looking at? He said, I'm just worried, man, how your ruh is going to come out. He said, what you mean? He said, Malik al-Maut will have to take it out of every attar bottle. It's not a joke, brother, it's not a joke. It's not a joke, brothers. This is Allahu Akbar. What effort we made on this dunya things, our yaqeen is in that thing, brothers. Some of us in bottles, some of us in shops, some of us in guns, some of us in cars, some of us even in coal, some of us even in stone. Don't think, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, this yaqeen of ours, Allah help us. Sare masla yaqeen ka masla hai. 13 solid years was only the effort of yaqeen, nothing else, only yaqeen. Like how Maulana Abu Bakr said, what we thought it was easy deen in those days, 13 years, only effort of yaqeen. No namaz, no zakat, no nothing. 13 solid years, yaqeen. Yaqeen. And then when the neighboring tribes came into Islam, what the first ulama ikram say when they came, the ayat something to this effect was revealed, tell them, O Nabi Allah, they've only entered into Islam, they've not as yet entered into iman. Iman aur cheez hai. Yaqeen is something else. Asal to yaqeen ka masla hai. Allah make it easy for me, you and everyone. Only the mercy of Allah can make it easy. It's a serious thing. Brothers, this is the asal effort. This yaqeen. Allahu Akbar, if this yaqeen is that shop provides, job provides, hi, how that ruh is going to be taken out? So Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi asked that person, how your ruh will be taken out? Where is your ruh? So the man put his shawl on the ground. He recited, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, and became the beloved of Allah. Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi left all those attars and strove in the path of Allah for the rest of his life. By Arshad Sahib rahmatullahi from Peshawar used to say something to this effect. Allahu Akbar. By Abdul Latif Sahib always says this. You see, when the water is running downstream, to walk with the water is easy. To walk against it is tough. He say, correct yaqeen is like walking against it. He say, our job is not to walk against it. Our job is to make the direction of the water turn in the opposite direction. What a job we got. What a work we got, brothers. So beloved friends and elders, we don't want to take your time. Allahu Akbar, he says, I'm sure you're tired because Malsab spoke, he spoke for me also yesterday. My friend, I can tell him. So a lot of talks were given. Now the thing is, my beloved brothers, we have to make more. Wallah, the whole ummah's yaqeen. The whole ummah's yaqeen. The whole ummah's yaqeen. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, just on namaz, used to say 50% of this ummah makes namaz, the downfall of the downfall of the Yahud and Nasara has started. Then he said, if 55% of the Muslims start performing namaz, the uprising of Islam has started. Then he said, if 75% of the Muslims start performing namaz, country after country will come into Islam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, as-salallahu pak, just make our yaqeen correct. He say, a sahaba comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, O Nabi of Allah, in my home there's poverty, there's starvation. He say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him, go look for a job. You know what, this will happen, you buy this, you sell this. How we say, hey Allah, we made it. He say, barakat came in my. One man, Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib came to South Africa. So the man told him, you know what, come into my shop for the sake of barakat. So Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib told him, you know what, I can come and the big hazrats can also come. But if you don't obey Allah, follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakat can never come in the shop. That's the yaqeen we have to get. Yaqeen we have to get. So the sahaba comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Nabi Allah, there's no, Allahu Akbar, my tongue does who? There's problems. I'm finding difficult to make ends meet. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, if you enter your house, say assalamu alaikum, recite kulhu Allah, recite durood, send salam on me. That sahaba, it wasn't even a few weeks after that sahaba came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah ne mujhe itna diya, Allah gave me so much, now I can distribute to others. This is yaqeen, amal, Allahu Akbar. A man who remembers Allah, Allah remembers him. A man who remembers Allah after Fajr and after Asr, Allah is sufficient for him. A man who reads namaz with jamaat, Allah will give him barakat in his risk. Allahu Akbar, a man who gets the taqwa, fear of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from sources unseen, not in shops, not in jobs. Our example, they say, a man, it was a cool night. You know, like cool air. A man came past a pond, he sees the moon inside. He say, Allah, the moon, this is it. He takes a dive to catch the moon. Will he catch it, Luqman? No chance. He said, Allah has said, risk not on the earth. Risk is not in shops. Risk is not in jobs. Risk is not with this bank. Real risk is not in Switzerland bank. Risk is on the sky, Allah has said. Huh? Risk is on the sky. This is the yaqeen that has to come into our heart. The how this yaqeen can come. How this yaqeen can come in the whole of mankind. The whole of mankind, in every rich and in every poor, in every person giving to madrasas, in every person studying in madrasas, in everyone who's in schools, in everyone who's a professor, who's a doctor, who's a lawyer, who's an accountant, how does yaqeen can come into his heart that Allah is the provider, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the giver. Success in this world and the hereafter lies only and only, totally, wholly, solely in the obedience of Allah in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was every Nabi's effort. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. He said, dil mein la ilaha illallah. Aur jism par Muhammadur Rasulullah. In that heart, for this, my beloved, we have to go town to town, city to city, province to province, country to country. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Tariq Jamil Sahib said, he was in one country. Man asked him, but how Allah provides for you? How Allah provides for you? He said, no, through Dawat Allah provides. He says, no, man. Can't be through Dawat. Must be, you know, something else also you do. He said, no, I make namaz. He said, no, no, man, something else also, man. He said, I make zikrullah. He says, no, man, something else also. He said, I give sadaqah. He said, no, 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 there's something else, man. He said, I keep roza. He said, no, you know, part-time I stitch shoes. He said, oh, actually, you're a shoemaker. This yakin, maybe it looks like a joke. There's a fact, the yakin is in us. Huh? That shoes provide. Hi, Allahu Akbar. They say that man who's cleaning the streets, he also got yakin that I got a job. This is the only thing, Allahu Akbar, if this yakin can come right, what will happen, my beloved? Huh? This whole effort of Dawat is this yakin to come correct. This whole effort of Dawat is for this yakin to come correct. Our elders say, that's why, my beloved brothers, the path of Allah is not the object. They say, Asal, Allahu Akbar, Allah ka rah mahsood nahi. The path of Allah is not the object. Jo mushakkat is rah mein hai, wo maqsood hai. The hardships and the difficulties in this path, that is the object. In that your yakin will be made. That's why the elders say, jo nakat chalega, iman banega, jo udar par chalega, amal aayega, mahol badalega, amal chutega. Who goes cash, iman will be made. Who goes on credit, Allahu Akbar, everything arranged, yakin on me. He'll come out in the path of Allah. When he comes back, mahol is gone, amal is also gone. Asal, ek nakat chilla, ek hazar udar chilla se behtar hai. One cash chilla is better than 1,000 chillas on credit. There's no way, beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, where that ruju went to Allah, where a person starts crying, and he's asking Allah, Allahu Akbar, my beloved, Allah's help has come. How well they say, Adai must have so much yakin, Baitul Wahab say, Allah aapke saath hai, Allah is with you. Allah ki kudrat aapke saath hai, Allah's kudrat is with you. My beloved, we have to go from town to town, city to city, with such worry and concern that every single ummati comes on to 100% deen with yakin in deen. Every rich and poor, for this we'll get poor. Allahu Akbar, for this we'll have to lose the dunya. For this we have to lose everything, no problem. But if this yakin doesn't come right, we will lose ourselves. We have been sent for this. There's no job that can keep us. There's no shop that can keep us. There's nothing that says if you work 8 to late, then I'll provide for you. This yakin has to come out of our heart. If I don't open the surgery, what will happen to me? This yakin has to come out of our heart. My beloved brothers, we have been sent for this. Allahu Akbar. Beloved friends and elders, the azab, one of our elders, Maulana Yunus Puna, was saying that one of the azabs in the world today is that 50 million people have been, how can we say, taken away from their homes because of the fikr of rozi.